Good morning. This Youth Sunday's theme is centered around the verse Micah 6:8. Act justly, love faithfulness, and walk humbly with God. Honestly, when I first heard that this verse would be the theme, my first thought was that it reminded me of Batman. He loves justice, is faithful to Gotham City, and walks humbly with God. God's plural. Okay, maybe that last part was a bit of a stretch, but in my brain, this verse perfectly defined Batman. If we look more closely, however, we see that Micah 6:8 is a small set of instructions to living the life that God wants us to live. It's a list of rules to live by in order to become a better person. I'm not saying that this means that we should all strive to be Batman, but the facts don't lie. In all seriousness, Micah 6:8 goes beyond the Dark Knight. It is a set of tips on how to be the kind of person that God wants us to be, almost like a condensed version of the Ten Commandments. But in order to get a complete understanding of the verse, we need to tackle it as one would a cake or a crime ring in Gotham City, one piece at a time. The verse is divided into three basic parts, the first of which tells us to act justly. This part of the verse is the most ambiguous, because who's to say what justice really is? Justice can mean any number of things, depending on the people involved and the context of the situation. It can mean retribution to some, payback to others, revenge to someone else, or even just fairness. Is there anyone who can really define what justice is and how it should be carried out? Fortunately, we don't need to guess. Justice, in its many forms, is outlined in the Bible. We already have a set list of instructions for how God wants us to handle our payback. Sometimes, though, this is hard to live by. We want people to get what's coming to them, but God wants us to forgive. This may be the hardest thing that any of us can do, but it is the only way that everyone will benefit. So even if you hate that person that cut you off on the highway, the best way to seek justice is to let them be. Part 2 of Micah 6:8 isn't really any easier. In today's era, loving faithfulness is no easy task. We can say that we will be faithful to our friends, our families, and our careers, and we might even be able to accomplish this. But we really need to focus our attentions on being faithful to the church and to God. In this day and age, it can be so difficult to keep our focus where it should be. When it seems like the entire world is at our fingertips 24/7, why should we spend our time on something that might not even provide immediate benefits? Everyone is guilty of distraction from their faith, but the only way to maintain our faithfulness to God is through constant vigilance. It's easy to slip up every once in a while, and everyone does, but we need to remember where our true focus should lie. Even though we might miss out on other parts of our lives, it's important to remember that with God, if we are faithful, we will have an eternal life. We need to set aside time in our lives to be love faithfulness wholly, without distractions, no matter how hard it may be. Because ultimately, the benefits of faithfulness far outweigh whatever the costs may be. Finally, Micah 6:8 tells us that we need to walk humbly with God. This one can be a little tricky to work with. When you're as great as I am, being humble is something of a challenge. But in all seriousness, we humans can swing wildly between vanity and self-loathing. We can look in the mirror one minute and like what we see, then look the next minute and think that we look terrible. We can see our work and be proud of what we did, then look again and be ashamed of it. This balance between self-love and self-hatred is called humility, and it is not easy to achieve. I've recently become a huge advocate for self-love. In this society, it is so easy to hate yourself in comparison to the people around you. However, excessive self-love leads to vanity, and vanity leads to arrogance, and arrogance never leads anywhere good. We need to learn to love ourselves for what we are, but sometimes we need to admit our faults and misdeeds to keep ourselves in check. On the other hand, we can't focus on our issues too much, or we may spiral into self-hatred again. We need to acknowledge the gifts that God has given us and realize that we are loved. In order to walk this fine line, in order to stay humble and walk with God, we need to be able to see ourselves as He sees us. It may be tricky, but it will be worth our while once we can be who we are and be proud of it. So there we have it. Micah 6:8 seems pretty simple on the surface. Act justly, be faithful, walk humbly. Easy, right? Seems like the step-by-step guide to being the perfect Christian. Perfection for dummies in 9 words or less. However, we now see that nothing is ever that easy. There is no straight and narrow path to being the perfect Christian because that perfect Christian doesn't exist. We all sin and make mistakes, and that's okay as long as we learn from it. Much like how we can't all be Batman, no one can be 100% perfect. All God asks is that we try. With that, I remind you to follow God's rules, set aside time in your lives for Him, and remind yourself of your highs and your lows. By following these instructions, we may have a chance of being better people. Not perfect, but better than we were the day before. Amen.